The wait is over. Lookers into Bookers, the Tourism Marketing Blueprint by Chris Torres has officially launched. Whether you're looking to attract more customers, build a powerful brand, or master digital marketing strategies, this book is your ultimate guide to turning interest into bookings. Available now in all good online bookstores.
You know those travel ads? The ones plastered over those massive billboards? The ones with the impossibly perfect families beaming at each other, you know, while lounging on some secluded beach with water so blue it looks like it's been photoshopped.
Right. With the tagline, find your bliss or reconnect with your soul.
Yeah, those. Every time I see one, I can't help but think, who is this ad actually for? Are there really people out there who see those and think, yes, that's me, that's my family, sign me up?
And are they booking those trips or are they just admiring the photography?
Seriously, it's like they're speaking in a secret language only certain travelers understand. And that's what makes today's deep dive so fascinating.
Absolutely. We're cracking the code, folks.
We're diving headfirst into this secret language of tourism marketing. We're figuring out how they pinpoint their ideal traveler, because they're not talking to all of us at once.
No, no, they're not. They're laser focused.
Right. We're dissecting an excerpt from Building Customer Personas, Knowing Your Ideal Traveler by Chris Torres. And this goes way beyond just travel, by the way.
Right.
It's about understanding how any industry tries to get inside your head and predict your next move.
Exactly. Like, imagine those targeted ads that pop up on your social media, the ones that make you wonder if your phone's been eavesdropping on your conversations. It's all part of this grand scheme of understanding your desires, your motivations, your deepest, darkest travel secrets.
Okay, maybe not that dark, but you get the idea. It's about knowing what makes you tick as a consumer, and in this case, as a traveler.
Precisely. It's like they're building a psychological profile, but instead of tracking down criminals, they're trying to predict what you'll splurge on for your next vacation.
Right. So let's break down this whole customer persona thing. Chris Torres, our expert for today's deep dive, calls it a fictional but fact-based profile. What's so important about that fact-based part? What makes this different from, say, just making assumptions about what travelers want?
It's the difference between a lucky guess and a strategic hit. It's the difference between throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks versus carefully crafting a delicious pasta dish that caters to your specific palate.
Okay, I'm getting hungry now, but I see what you mean.
Imagine you're building a house. You wouldn't just start laying bricks without a blueprint.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't, but I'm not a contractor.
Right. So you get the idea. Personas are the blueprints of marketing. They take real data, not hunches, and turn it into a picture of your perfect customer.
So you're not wasting time and money marketing to people who would rather be, I don't know, watching paint dry than jetting off to some exotic locale.
Exactly. And speaking of misfires, Torres gives that great example of the luxury travel agency that accidentally attracted a swarm of backpackers.
Oh, yeah, I read about that. That's a marketing nightmare.
They were all about stunning visuals and exotic locales, but they forgot to factor in the price tag.
Yeah, backpackers saw paradise and booked flights only to realize, oops, this five-star resort cost my entire year's budget.
Talk about a travel fail. And a costly one for that company, I'm sure. It just goes to show that knowing your ideal customer is crucial.
So how do they build these personas? How do they gather all this intel on us unsuspecting travelers? Are they spying on my every move? Analyzing my browser history for clues about my dream vacation?
Well, not exactly spying, but they are paying attention to your digital footprint, which, let's be honest, is pretty extensive these days.
So every click, every travel blog I've ever scrolled through, it's all fair game.
You got it. Our source mentions three primary data points: website analytics, social media, and customer surveys.
Okay, so website analytics. That's like how long I stare longingly at photos of the Eiffel Tower versus, say, a weekend getaway to a cabin in the woods.
Precisely. And every click, every page scroll, it all gets tracked and analyzed. What time of day are you browsing? Are you on their site from your work computer, dreaming of escape? Or are you on your phone, already at the airport, looking for last-minute deals? It's all valuable data.
And then there's social media, which feels like a gold mine for these companies, right? Mm-hmm. Liking travel bloggers, sharing those wanderlust-inducing photos.
It's all fair game. They're looking at the destinations you heart, the travel influencers you follow, even your comments. It all paints a picture of your travel personality. Plus, they see your demographics, age, location. maybe even relationship status. Are you searching for romantic getaways or family-friendly adventures?
It's amazing and a little unnerving, to be honest, how much information we unknowingly offer up just by browsing the web. Like, should I be clearing my cookies more often?
It definitely makes you think twice about your online activity, doesn't it? But here's where it gets really interesting. Remember those pain points Torres talked about?
You mean like those travel anxieties that keep us up at night?
Exactly. It's not just about what you like. It's about what worries you as a traveler.
Like that fear of getting scammed, especially when booking online. Or maybe the anxiety of booking a trip and then finding out your passport's expired.
Exactly. Those pain points, those anxieties, those uncertainties, they're all valuable pieces of the puzzle.
And that's how they go from a jumble of data points to these fully fleshed out traveler profiles, right? Like our examples from the book. Speaking of which, are you ready to meet Sarah and John?
Our adventure seeker and cultural explorer. Bring them on.
Let's do it. It's like they're piecing together a puzzle. And those anxieties, those uncertainties, they form the missing pieces that complete the picture, right? So they know exactly how to target us with those "don't worry, we've got you covered" messages.
Precisely. They're tapping into our deepest travel fears and desires. But enough about the psychology of it all. Let's meet these personas, shall we?
Let's. Our source gives us two examples, Sarah the adventure seeker and John the cultural explorer. And I have to say, Chris Torres nailed these descriptions. Up first, we've got Sarah. Tell us a little bit about her.
Okay, so Sarah, she's 35, a marketing manager living that, you know, that hustle and bustle life in New York City.
So she's probably got a killer Instagram feed, loves a good rooftop bar, and hasn't slept a full 8 hours in like 5 years.
Probably. Our source tells us she's making about 70 grand a year, which, knowing New York rent, means she's probably a master of the budget spreadsheet. But here's the kicker. Sarah's all about escaping that city grind, trading spreadsheets for, well, spreadsheets of a different kind, you know, the kind you hike over mountains to get to.
Okay, I love that. So instead of crunching numbers in a high-rise office, she's out there conquering mountains and pushing her limits. So what kind of trips is she booking?
We're talking adrenaline-pumping experiences, hiking, kayaking, maybe even a little rock climbing, solo trips or with a small group of equally adventurous friends. She's definitely not the type to find herself on a crowded beach, unless it involves, like, swimming with sharks or something.
No, she needs something a little more, shall we say, stimulating.
Exactly. And that's gold for travel companies. See, knowing what makes Sarah tick, what gets her heart racing, that's how they craft messages that resonate. They're not just selling a plane ticket, they're selling an escape, a chance to reconnect with nature, to push her limits. It's all about tapping into that deep-seated desire for adventure.
It's like they're speaking her language, understanding her soul, even if it's all algorithms and data analysis behind the scenes.
A little bit of marketing magic never hurt anyone.
All right, so that's Sarah, our fearless adventurer. Now, let's hop across the travel persona spectrum and meet John, our cultural explorer. What's his deal?
John, he's our resident globetrotting retiree, 60 years young, with a thirst for knowledge and a passport full of stamps. Former teacher, hailing from London, comfortable income from his pension and savings, probably supplemented by those amazing travel deals retirees seem to find.
Okay, seriously, what's the secret? Do travel agents have a secret handshake for retirees? Asking for a friend who's definitely not planning her retirement around travel deals.
Uh-huh. I wish I knew. Maybe John can give us some tips.
Please. But in the meantime, let's hear more about his travel style. What kind of experience is he looking for?
So John's all about soaking up culture, history, art, think museums, ancient ruins, maybe even a cooking class or two, learning to whip up pasta from scratch in Tuscany. While Sarah's scaling Mount Kilimanjaro, John's perfecting his pasta-making skills.
I love it. It's like they represent two totally different approaches to travel, but both equally valid.
Absolutely. And remember John's concern about scams. That speaks volumes about what he values. Authenticity, transparency, trustworthiness, especially when it comes to something as important as his hard-earned vacation time.
Which makes total sense. He's not looking for tourist traps. He wants those genuine interactions, those moments that transport him to another time and place. He's not just checking destinations off a list. He's collecting stories.
Exactly. And those insights, they're not just about John. They represent a whole segment of travelers who crave that same level of depth, that same sense of discovery. And companies know that catering to those desires is what sets them apart.
So we've got adventure Sarah and culture connoisseur John, Two totally different travelers, but how do those differences actually play out in the real world? How do these personas shape the nitty-gritty details of a trip? Like, we're talking different itineraries, different marketing strategies.
All of the above. Let's take booking behavior, for instance. Remember how Sarah is our savvy online researcher? Torres points out that she's probably booking months in advance, meticulously comparing flights and hotels, scouring travel blogs and Instagram for those hidden gems.
Whereas John, our seasoned traveler, he probably relies more on word-of-mouth recommendations, trusted travel blogs, maybe even his local travel agent.
Precisely. And those insights inform everything from the platforms they use for advertising to the tone and content of their messaging. They might target Sarah with those visually stunning Instagram ads showcasing adventurous activities, while John might respond better to a well-crafted email campaign highlighting the historical significance of a destination.
It's fascinating how even the booking window can reveal so much. Sarah, always planning her next adventure, versus John, taking his time to research and savor the anticipation. They're practically case studies in how to travel.
And those nuances extend to the trip itself. Imagine this. Sarah receives a personalized itinerary with recommendations for off-the-beaten-path hikes, optional excursions to satisfy her spontaneous side, and a list of local outfitters that align with her eco-conscious values.
Meanwhile, John receives a detailed itinerary with historical facts about each site he'll visit, contact information for local guides who can offer deeper insights, and recommendations for restaurants known for their authentic cuisine.
You see, it's not just about getting them to book. It's about curating an experience that aligns perfectly with their expectations and preferences, right down to the smallest details.
It's about understanding what adventure truly means to Sarah, or what cultural immersion looks like for John. It's about creating those aha moments that make them say, they really get me.
And that brings us to the ultimate goal of these personas turning casual interest into loyal customers, people who come back for more year after year because they know that this company, this brand, understands their travel soul.
Okay, so we've gone from like these vague ideas of what travelers want to like these incredibly detailed profiles, these like dossiers almost of our ideal adventurers and explorers, right?
It's too impossible, but for marketing.
Right, but here's the question, the million-dollar question, really. How does this actually translate into, you know, actual dollars? How did these personas impact a travel company's bottom line?
It's all about the Benjamins, baby. But seriously, it's about connecting the dots. It's about taking all that data, all those insights into Sarah's adventurous spirit or John's thirst for culture, and then crafting a strategy that speaks directly to those desires. Remember those targeted Instagram ads we were talking about earlier? The ones that make you think your phone is listening to your daydreams?
Oh, absolutely. Like, 1 minute I'm daydreaming about hiking through a rainforest, and the next minute, boom, my Instagram feed is flooded with ads for eco lodges in Costa Rica.
Exactly. And it's not magic or even necessarily eavesdropping, though it can feel like that sometimes. It's the strategic use of those personas. They know Sarah's our eco-conscious adventurer, so they're going to hit her with those stunning visuals of pristine beaches and lush jungles.
And they'll probably throw in a discount code for good measure.
Why not? Got to sweeten the deal, right? But for John, it's a different approach. They're not going to entice him with ziplining through the rainforest or whatever.
He'd much rather be sipping espresso in a charming cafe, discussing the history of, like, ancient ruins or something.
Right. So they'll target him with those ads, showcasing the historical significance of a destination, maybe some breathtaking photos of ancient ruins bathed in golden sunlight, or testimonials from fellow retirees raving about the knowledgeable guides.
It's all about speaking their language, addressing their concerns, and offering them a travel experience that feels tailor-made, not mass-produced.
Like a bespoke suit, but for your vacation?
I like that. So for those of you listening, think about it this way. Understanding this whole customer persona thing, it's like getting a peek behind the curtain of the travel industry.
It's like Neo seeing the Matrix.
Exactly. You're no longer just a passive consumer bombarded with random travel deals. You're an informed traveler who can see through the marketing jargon and identify those companies that genuinely cater to your travel style.
You're in the driver's seat now. You get to decide which travel dreams you want to turn into reality.
And that wraps up our deep dive into the world of customer personas. But before we sign off, I have one final thought. This whole idea of understanding your ideal audience, this isn't just some marketing mumbo jumbo. This is a concept with some serious real-world applications.
Oh, absolutely. Whether you're a business owner, a freelancer, an artist, a teacher, even a parent, knowing your audience is crucial.
Think about it. If you're a teacher, you tailor your lessons to resonate with your students. If you're a parent, you try to communicate with your kids in a way they understand.
It's all about meeting people where they are. It's about understanding what motivates them, what inspires them, and what makes them tick. It's a powerful tool for connection, communication, and creating experiences, products, or even just interactions that truly resonate.
So as you head out into the world today, whether you're embarking on an epic adventure, exploring a new culture, or just navigating the daily grind, remember, knowing your audience, it's not just good marketing. It's a recipe for a richer, more meaningful experience. And on that note, safe travels, everyone.